The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's just a tiny little homily for you from our tiny little readings for this day, right? I think our longest reading was the psalm response, right? And that by a factor of 3. Anyway, St. James, here in our first reading, he digs deep into the wellsprings of wisdom when he says, "Your life is like a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. You have no idea what tomorrow will bring." Remembering the shortness of your life is a very helpful tool to remembering God's presence, which awareness is the taproot of all wisdom. Remembering the shortness of life is a very great tool to always keeping God's presence in mind, which awareness is the taproot of all wisdom. And two little questions we can ask ourselves just to help us to do that, okay? First of all, if I had a year left to live, what would I do with it? And secondly, what's to keep me from doing that right now, right? Now, of course, those questions only work if you're someone striving after virtue. Otherwise, you'd max out the credit card and make a beeline for the Krispy Kreme, right? Okay. But to overcome petty anxieties, vain concerns, you know, things like who's the most recent person who hurt my feelings, stop and meditate on just how brief this life really is. And our Lord tries to get his apostles to overcome a vanity that all of us can strive to overcome, and that is vain jealousy. He's trying to get his apostles to remember that all goodness is fighting for the same team, okay? We want to always remember the mission and forget all these little camps that we break ourselves up into. Apparently, vain jealousy and petty concern over who gets the credit has been a problem in the church since the days before the resurrection and the ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit, okay? And it's still a problem today, as it is for anyone who sets their hand to the plow to do the work of good. There's very rarely adequate thanks or gratitude, and you have to stop expecting it. And sometimes we see somebody else gets the credit for something that they could have easily just given the credit for to you, or you get upset that somebody else said the helpful word at the critical time or lent the helpful hand and got the round of applause. And you know, so much of the anxiety of life would be overcome if we could just follow this one simple rule. Let's all just get over ourselves, shall we? It's a very, very great help, because let's face it, this is all passing very, very briefly. Is anybody else in this church here surprised that it's already the end of May? And that it's going to be summer before you know it, and then before you know it, yet another year will have slipped away from your life. A year which will never come back again. Just yesterday, I went to visit a man who has a week left to live. Today, I'm going to visit another person in a similar circumstance, and I'm quite aware that one day that person will be me, and one day that person will be you. Let's draw deep from the wellsprings of wisdom too, shall we? And let's remember the briefness of our lives, because it's the very best way to receive the gift that is this day. Amen.